Mobile. Good morning.
Yeah, this morning, Dale. KN4 TFW.
It was about 6:30 before you got on.
Right before I pulled through the gate, he jumped on. He said, "Wasn't no need to get in early."
Yesterday, Ken?
Yeah. Uneventful. I had to run out one time, pick up a piece of glass that they broke trying to install the window. Interior metal door that, you know, was a solid door, and going in and out of it at night, you know, they keep opening the door on each other, so they wanted the window.
For that,
this will be, what, the last dry day for about 4 or 5?
So, I hadn't looked at the weather this morning, but that's what it was yesterday anyway.
Yesterday.
Day. It was a long day. We had our monthly get-together. I got home about 10:30 last night.
Yesterday, I saw the Spartanburg Matco tool truck.
3 of them over that way.
Like yours, except I think it was shorter.
They all do now. They're all running M2 Freightliners, 20-foot box.
That, isn't it?
Yeah, mine's a 24.
Been eating this morning for some reason.
Yellow pollen floating in the air. Exciting happened in the world yesterday. I kind of kept the news off yesterday.
Didn't really see anything special. I mean, they had the, you know, the arraignment in New York, and then they had the Finland join NATO yesterday. I don't know of anything else that I saw that was interesting. It's about that Budweiser spokesperson.
I'm hearing about that, and it just, I don't know. That's just got so many wrongs in it.
Sales will go down. Woke, they need to wake up.
And I heard something about McDonald's going on, too. I didn't catch what it was, though.
Last week, they told all the corporate people to work from home. They were going to have layoffs, and so they were, I think today's the day they're supposed to tell them how many still have their job.
Must be getting serious if McDonald's can't pay their bills.
It's wanting the, you know, wanting $20 an hour to get your order wrong.
I didn't tell you the last time I ate at a McDonald's.
Here from time to time, the only reason is it's the only chain that has a burger that you can actually eat while you're riding down the road.
I'm sitting here thinking the last time I tried to get into McDonald's was during COVID, and I couldn't get any food because I was in the tool truck. So I kind of hadn't been back since then.
That one, and that it's just, hey, sometimes you can't even get in when it's, you know, the dining room's supposed to be open, but it's closed because they don't have enough people. I think it was a Popeye's somewhere that the people were complaining that the inside was closed like seven hours early every day, but I think it's because they don't have no people.
Surprised me. I mean, well, at McDonald's has already got those kiosks. When you go inside, you can order your food with those. Spinks has self-checkout now in some of their stores.
This is the last time I was in a Spinks. The only time I usually go inside any of the little service station things is if I'm getting a lottery ticket. That's not that often.
But I'm not a big fan of going in either. But I needed to use the facilities, and if I ever do that, I always grab something. I don't feel right. I feel like if you're going in to do that, you need to buy something. So I went up to the counter. There's four self-checkout lanes and one cashier.
He's got, what, you know, a couple of cashiers and about five or six people in the store.
That I might have to move over to 285-KO4-8KXQSY.
KN4-TFW-QSY.